You know, the folks over at Texas A&M's Media Relations Department, the people that put out the news about the school, I'm not talking about athletics now, I'm talking about the whole school. They do a lot of work, they do a lot of research, and they put out news releases to tell you about things that are happening outside the classroom, definitely outside the fields and the stadiums and the courts. And it's our pleasure on Bravo Brazos Valley every now and again to give that news to you, because this is good news about what makes this university the great university it is. For example, did you know, and you probably didn't, that students from the Harold Vance Department of Petroleum Engineering at A&M, they're going to be going to Florence, Italy this month. September 20th, to be exact, will be the competition called the Petro Bowl. It's at the Society of Petroleum Engineering's annual technical conference and exhibit. Now, here are the folks that are going to be the Texas A&M team for the Petro Bowl. By the way, A&M previously won this contest in 2003 and 2005. Senior Stephen Young, Kyle Pulliam, Pablo Madrid, Ias Sabriev, and graduate student Jing Ziang will represent A&M in this contest against 24 other teams from schools all over the world, including Texas A&M University at Qatar. Now, Petro Bowl matches SPE student chapter teams against each other in this really fast-paced quiz competition, and the competing teams are challenged to answer both technical and non-technical questions associated with the oil and gas industry. It's hosted annually at SPE by the Gulf Coast Section Young Professionals. Again, this will be in Florence, Italy. The competition is September the 20th. And good luck to the team from Texas A&M. They've won it before. Maybe they can win it again. Recently in Palm Desert, California, Dr. Fred Davies was named the president of the American Society of Horticultural Sciences. During their meeting out in California, Davies is a horticulture professor here at Texas A&M and the Texas AgriLife Research Scientist. Now, the Horticulture Science Department, they have a lot of additional successes that came from this meeting, according to Dr. Tim Davis, who's the department head. Like Dr. Mike Arnold, horticulture professor at A&M and AgriLife Research Scientist, he was recognized as a fellow in the Horticulture Society. Texas A&M Student Horticulture Club was named the Outstanding Large Club by the organization's Association of Collegiate Branches. Now, one of the team members, Chris Von Kahn of Arlington, placed first in the individual scoring. Other team members were Kimberly Francis of Lebanon, Ohio, and Lauren Garcia of Amarillo. Several A&M horticulture majors also marked success, like Taylor Payne of College Station, elected president of the Association of Collegiate Branches. Catherine Harvey of Heath took second place in the undergraduate student oral paper competition, and Andrew King of Tinaha placed third in the graduate student poster competition. Well, this is just some of the good things that are going on off the court and off the fields at Texas A&M University. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.